Will he tip the card?
I know I've said it before, but given the series of events that leads me into your studio today, Michael, I think there is something happening. There's something in the air.
We'll tip the card again.
I'll tip the card this weekend.
Mick Sharkey joins Racing Pulse to preview the big races in Friday Form Focus.
It is that time of the week, Friday Form Focus, and it is great to have the Shark back. He's had a little freshen up. They say never take a break in media, and I'll show you why in a moment. But Sharky, it is good to have you back. Fishing, time with the kids and the missus. You look bedraggled, to be honest. No,
This is as good as I look. Someone saw me the other day and said, "Geez, you look tired." And I said, "No, this is just my everyday face. This is what it looks like."
In
to
5 days,
to be
every parent will look like you. Don't worry. Yeah. So back to homeschooling.
I heard the boys were all right last week, Hutchie, and I was listening to a little bit of you while I was catching brim on the Mitchell River. And Hutch sounded like he'd just woken up out of a bender as well. He was a little bit flat, although he was in form.
Let's be honest, Hutch, it probably was off the back of a bender. He knows how to play hard on and off, but he delivers. Have a listen to Hutchie last Friday on the Friday Form Focus.
Didn't want to go too wide because I thought Red Santa would be pretty hard to beat. I really fancy this actually at a nice price, and it was a good run up last start. It clearly should have won. So, no, I think whoever said that last text in with the
Barry
tips,
the painter.
Barry. I think Barry's right onto it. And yeah, Bell CL, that was a terrific run up, mate.
Bell CL, $13. Red Sander backed into even money. The moral
good,
of the day.
It?
So, tick, tick, Hutchie. And just to add a little cream on top.
Oh.
Our good mate Josh from Horsham, who we will get back before 10 o'clock.
Yes.
He's been blowing up the internet and social media with his selections. We gave him his big moment in the sun last Friday. He threw three at us, and I thought that's maybe a little cheeky, trying to spread the net out wide.
He got
one of three, but it was the confidence and the way he delivered it and the way the horse won that we're going to get him back today. Have a listen to Josh last week.
Little Town Blues, race four, number four. It's an ex-Busseton and Young thing. It'll just jump and run.
And the mail is get on?
Oh, big bar of steel, brother.
Little Town Blues at the 150. Going great guns for Wayne Davis. Well clear over Global Wonder, Canton Kid. Feed the Monster's going to pluck a late placing here by the looks. But Little Town Blues, that was easy. Wins it by six lengths. Global Wonder, Feed the Monster.
It absolutely bolted in, and it paid $7.
Do you know what I like? He chucked in the brother at the end. You know, you're getting a better-than-average street corner tip when the coat tugger drops in brother at the end.
That's outstanding.
But you know what? That's good. They can do that. I'm not worried about it.
Well,
I'm not worried about anything. You know, remember the old song?
A little bit of referred pressure today, Sharky?
Not at all.
Got it fine.
Not at all. You know the old song, there's only one Tony Lockett? There's only one Mick Sharky.
Oh, dearie me.
And short of running a pig through here with number 54 written on it, I don't think we're
all right.
We're
well,
not in any
you're talking
danger.
A big game. Let's see if you can deliver. Unfortunately, there'll be no crowds here, but the good horses will be at Flemington tomorrow. Liam O'Keefe, the track manager, joins us. Good morning, Liam. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Michael.
What's the track looking like? Are we expecting any rain between now and tomorrow?
Yeah, they're saying a little bit tomorrow throughout the day. So we're on a stop at the moment. We had a little bit of rain earlier this morning, and we've had a bit over 8 mil since Sunday. So soft stick rail in the 3 metre position, and there is showers forecast for tomorrow.
All right. So if those showers do materialise, how wet could it get? Do you think?
If it rains during the meeting, it'll certainly chop up and definitely get in that 7 range. But hopefully. It can go around us and we can stay in the sixth range, but we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, rail out to three, raced really well last time we were there. Would you expect there to be that much wear after pushing out three? Will they be wanting to be on the fence or get out a little wider?
Yeah, just walking the track, there is some marking on that inside metre around the home turn and then just some even marking across that inside 4 or 5 metres in the plate. So I'd expect them, with rain forecast during the day, to start on the fence and edge off as the day progresses.
Have you got any early mail for tomorrow for us?
I have. Race 8, number 1, a good fight, a good odds. The spies tell me worth the house down Tuesday morning, so we'll have something each on a good fight. Race 8, number 1.
I like it. The good fight for Michael Moroney. Former Kiwi galloper that I think Mick Sharkey might be a little bit interested in as well. So you might be on the right tram there. Fingers crossed.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
We'll speak to you tomorrow. Liam O'Keefe for joining us there. Hey, Sharkey, just before we get into your tips, that press release that I read out before from Racing New South Wales, you're in the breeding game now, as well as a form analyst. The Invitation, a $2 million race for fillies and mares. Invitation only.
Oh, gee, they put a lot of thought into the name.
To be run over 1,400 on almighty. Cox Plate Day. Now, this would seem to be a direct attack on races like the Empire Rose at Flemington. So how do you think that will be received? Obviously, if you've got a horse that's good enough to run it, it's a nice amount of cash, but there'll be no black type.
Listen, if you look at the broodmare sale results this year and the premium that is paid for Group 1 black type, I would have thought that would still play heavily in the minds of anybody who's getting an invitation to the Invitation. Can you get an invitation to the Invitation, or do you get an invitation to an event? I would have thought, anyway, I'm not a marketing boffin. It's clearly positioned to disrupt the Empire Rose. Philandys and co. like to disrupt. That's fine. That's their game, whether you like it or not. I just don't see the point of putting it a week before an Empire Rose when you would think the majority of horses in that sort of sphere, their connections would, I would say, and if I had a mare that was good enough, I'd be going for a group one rather than a non-black type race, prize money regardless.
So the Empire Rose is $1 million, I think, Empire Rose, or is it $1.5 million? I think it's a million. Stand corrected if you want to.
But it's a group one. You get group one black type on your CV, your price goes through the roof. Now, maybe there's horses that have already won a group one, mares that have already won a group one that they'll try and target and say, well, you've already got that, come and race for this big money. Maybe that's the way they'll play it.
This could be more the 1,200 to 1,400 than the milers of an Empire Rose that you might
be. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit bored of it. This extra races, money races, but it's good prize money and everything else, but it doesn't really get me excited.
All right.
And that's not just because the anti New South Wales texted, oh, you're always against this, against that. I'm not really a mad fan of the All-Star Mile. So, say what you will. I'd rather see good races with history supported and given more money, and more money for maiden grade races. That makes it easier for people to get into the sport and get some money back rather than anything else.
All right. Well, we will see how that will be received. We've seen how you're being received here. Sharkman first up, gelded. Blinkers,
gelded a little
tongue
while
tie
ago.
On. Get ready, Felgate. The card will be tipped. We need to maximise your tax return. Race 3, number 11, Geelong today. Winner,
what?
Zinger.
That was actually my out wide tip.
Which one was that?
Race 3, number...
Yeah, what's the name of it? Race 3, number 11.
Sunny Boy.
Oh, Sandy Prince.
Sandy Prince, yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Gelded.
Ben and JD Hayes.
Does make them go quicker. I was gelded, and I reckon I knocked 2 minutes off my 5K time.
Tom from Tamworth.
Tommy from Tamworth?
Yep.
Has he been gelded too?
He's been in good form, Tommy. So there is the first out wide selection of the day. All right, Sharky, let's get stuck into the first race. There's a heap of SMSs coming through. I'll try to get through as many of them as possible. Intriguing race, this first one. It's the Byerly over 1,800 for the two-year-olds. Was it last year or the year before the first running of this race, which it gives a free ticket into the Victoria Derby if you win this? And for the two-year-olds, most of them anyway, it's the first time they've seen this type of distance.
I like this little progression.
The early favourite, Honey Creeper, is a scratching. It'll be racing in Sydney.
Altsky.
Which leaves Actigarlic as the favourite over Marmul from Graham Biggs stable.
I don't know about that either.
And then we've got Grand Dance Lot at $5. I did have an interesting chat to Rob Hickmont yesterday. This is what he had to say about Actigarlic.
Yeah, and he was a good one the other day. Obviously, the extra 200. Been by Adelaide out of a grey swallow there. He should eat the ground up. But the interesting dual acceptor will be probably the key to the race, the favourite, which way it goes. Nice TFLO filly. Looks big type of horse. And she hit the line against the three-year-olds very well there in Sydney last run, and be interested to see what James does with her.
All right, so it's going to Sydney, so he doesn't need to worry about that, and hence it why it has firmed into $3.60. Tanaka Sun, the Ramarafi this morning, was $13. It's now into $7.
Ooh.
Clearly we had the scratching as well, though, the favourite which has come out. So who do you like in the first show?
I liked Actol Gali prior to Honey Creeper coming out, so no reason for me to go elsewhere. I thought this horse looks all over a stayer with some sort of ability. Loved the second up winner Bendigo through the field. Very strong laid out to a mile. And then Flemington last time in that Gibson Carmichael got too far back. And the way the race was run, you probably wanted to be nearer the speed than off it. But he still got going really well late into his work and was very strong through the line. I'm happy to be with him. I think Marmul is a danger. Really nice debut run. And again, looks a horse that just wants ground. The other one there that you mentioned, Tanaka Sun, that'd probably be the other one in the mix, but I'd be happy enough to try Actol Gali to get us off and going in the first. But I love these sort of races. As somebody who likes racing stayers, when you start to see those two-year-olds with a bit of a stout pedigree coming on the radar late in the season, I get a little bit interested looking forward towards derbies and the like.
No, I agree. I think it's fascinating racing. Turn up, Tommy. Dennis Pagan, can he try and do another Johnny Get Angry?
Yeah.
Getting out over the extra distance?
I didn't mind the first up run and then just too far back last time. I think there's something there, but I'd like to see a little more from this horse before putting any of my hard earned on it.
Simon Zara gave a really good push for Kaviri yesterday, yep. And I thought she ran really well on the synthetic last start. He said he thinks she's a really, really promising filly. Step up to 1800 will suit. Do you give her any chance? She's around about $16.
Some chance. I don't know if the form out of that race will be super strong. I did back the winner. That was part of my... I've got this little theory, Miguel. If my daughter's name's or my dog's name... is in any horse name or dog name, then I have something on it. And Charcoal Annie, well, I've got a big black dog named Annie. So Charcoal Annie, bang, straight on. Winner, winner.
What, how much do you put on these horses?
Oh, like $5.
Okay.
It's just an inch. Like this.
So you're an omen punter. That doesn't all work well for others out there.
When it comes to my girls and four-legged girl, yes.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck with that. Good luck.
I nearly bought a broodmare called Justine recently as well, but that didn't go down well
siren,
on the home front.
Where's that anyway. Siren, Sharky? Mikey, you're asleep
he's
in there.
Too late
he's
on
too
the
late. All right, Actor Garlic to win the first at $3.60. Just on the Ellerton Zara situation, if you missed it at the start of the program, their trackwork rider has had a test this morning at 8:45. If that comes back negative, the understanding is all runners will be able to compete at Flemington tomorrow.
Good.
Which is what we clearly are hoping for, and they will be able to resume training as per normal because it'll be the sixth day after that COVID scare there as well. So fingers crossed with those results. Race number two is over 1,400 metres. Gee, this is a good race. No scratchings. Tuvalu, how good is this horse? Two from two, $3.60. I'm Thunderstruck, who was every man and his dog on board first or second up. J-Car jumps on board. It's at $4.40. Sir Davey, we just heard from Kira Maher, gave it a really good push at $5.50 after a luckless run. And Divine Diosa, really good last start. Yulong Justifies look good in two
yeah,
starts.
Yeah, this is a good race.
Isn't it? And you could even go down to Crestani, good win last start. And I think Thunder Point is a horse that has potential. And Basara's $19. And its run at Caulfield was yeah. enormous last start.
Yeah, this is a really good race. I'm finding it hard to... There's a couple here because of the favourite Tuvalu, right? Which is short enough, first time on a wet track and first up. It's short enough, right? And I'm sort of thinking, do we take it on? It's usually my default position with favourites anyway. Yulong Justify, as you mentioned, on Thunderstruck's a good horse in the game. Sir Davey, no luck. Oh, jeez. If Sir Davey got out that day, oh, that was a fat quad. For old mate Uncle Shark, but unfortunately it wasn't. Mark of the Man is $61. I was backing it last start when it was scratched off I think it's a pretty solid wet track horse, Mark of the Man. Very good two back, and then last time got into a really bad spot on top of the ground, and then it was scratched. So this is a race where I could try a few different horses. I'm probably leaning towards Sir Davey. I think he's got a really good turn of foot. He chases hard. And when he's got something to run down late in the race, you can see him really hone in on it and want to get past it. I think it's a great quality in a young horse. Sir Davey is on top for me. Tuvalu's obviously got ability. Thunderstruck's got obvious ability. Yulong Justify's got obvious ability. But I'll try Sir Davey each way here. Right. And I'm buoyed by Kieran Maher's confidence. Sir Davey. If it was Dave Eustace's confidence, maybe tempers my enthusiasm a little bit.
They did a great video, by the way, on Dave Eustace when he turned 30, the oldest 30-year-old in racing.
What?
Yeah, 30.
30?
Yeah. Could you believe it?
I would have.
So happy birthday to Dave for a week or so ago.
I feel Dave's pain. There's somebody who is often assumed to be older than they actually are. But I would have had Dave at least 35.
Yeah, you would have pegged him at that.
But because he's got a refined sort of edge to him, you know. He doesn't look like a trash bag 30-year-old, of which I know a few.
Well, you were no doubt one of them, which hence why you look so old now. Hey, Lindsay Wade. Smith.
Yes.
Let's have a listen to what he had to say about Tuvalu yesterday.
I'd say so. He's a big striding horse, and it's all about rhythm with him. So I'd say he could go wherever, depending on the speed, but if no one wants it, that's where he'll find himself.
So he's going to press forward from gate one. He's an on-speed horse. You've got no knock on his form, maybe just the price? 360 in a stronger race?
There's probably three or four Tuvalus in this race. Okay, they're not two for two, but they've got comparable ability. He did only beat Cumberbatch last time, and Cumberbatch is on the next flight to Macau. So, literally is. So, meh. He needs to beat a good horse like a Sir Davey or something like that. If he can lead all the way and flog these, well, yeah, we're going somewhere.
All right. So, Sir Davey, 5.50 in a race of some depth, the second at headquarters tomorrow. Race number three is over the 1,400 metres. In this race, there's no early scratchings as yet. Now, Lindout, gee, she was good last start. She's into...
When I said she was out of the quaddy.
Yeah, well, you said she can't win, so she was...
EJ gave me a bake for that, too.
Well, so he should.
Yeah, he did.
Absolute moral it was.
You know what? I took it, though. I just said, yeah, right, eh?
2.10, which was pretty tight. Now out to 2.30. Galgani through that same race, $4.40, was a really good run. Aidensfield, one of Dino's best of the day.
Yes.
Is a $5.50 chance. And then you're out to $10 plus the field. So, opened up 2.10, out to 2.30. Is she rock bottom odds? Do you think it will continue to ease, Lindout?
Rock bottom, I fancy. Rock bottom. Can win.
Oh, you think it can win now?
It can win. I thought she needed it. I would have liked her last time just to be hitting the line and getting beaten. I said, see, she needs him to go mad in front. But it was a genuine tempo last time without being super quick and she was still too good. That's okay. We move on. I think Aidensfield each way at $6 and $2 a drum. I think it's a little each way bet to nothing. One by two for those that like to play that way.
From memory, didn't you say Jury was out with her prior to her last run?
Yeah. She had the weight, the 60 kegs last time in that Revette final. Was up on speed, kept fighting. The two that came at her from the back of the field, or from off the pace, Foxy Frieda and Divine Diosa, both going well. Divine Diosa's run well since. Foxy Frieda is a horse I've got a lot of time for. I wouldn't be surprised if she was able to win a little stakes race for Nobby somewhere in the next 12 months. I think she's got a couple of grades up her sleeve. So, with some weight relief here, Aidensfield, Will Price will go forward again, I would assume, from 11, just roll forward. Can be in the first three or four on settling. As long as you don't get posted too wide and gets, you know, a decent sort of run. I think she's a good each-way bet.
All right, this is the Rising Stars final, and well done to T.O. Nugent. Had a good chat to him yesterday. He's done a remarkable job to win the series after he has been out for that period of time with the leg injury. He rides Galgani. Can you see Galgani turning the tables on Lindout?
Don't know. I think Galgani, again, went quickly in front at Flemington. Led last time, probably at a more controlled speed. Lindout was still too good. Lindout's beaten at home last two at effectively level weights. Two starts ago, Galgani had a kilo advantage on it. So I would think it would be advantage Lindout again. It's a bloody good group of apprentices, isn't it, when you look down that list?
Absolutely.
It's a strong mob we've got at the moment. Very strong. The future is bright.
Yeah, there is no doubt about that. For those who like Lindout, and there's a few SMSs that are coming through, what price would entice you to having a bet? What would you say is her right price?
Oh, look. I would think somewhere around that 270, okay. 280 mark, which we probably won't get.
All right, so Aidensville on top for you. It's a bet at 550 in race number three. Race number four, this is over 2,000 metres at headquarters tomorrow.
Oh, we're having a bet here.
Okay, I like this. Vegas Knights, $3.90. Furion, $4.80. Shabao, first up, $6.50. Interesting comments from Rob Hickmont the other day. Said, fit enough, just wants to see what the race structure is like. If there's good speed in the race, it may just take a bit of the sting or the speed out of him trying to get home first up. Pancho, $7. One more try, $10. And the rest are a double figure. Who are you confident about?
Furion.
Did put the writing on the wall.
Third up, super run first up on wet track behind Dice Roll. Winter championship run, box seat, race of little speed. Kept staying on, kept surging. Wants 2,000 metres. It's one beyond it. You look at its record. Five starts yet to win at 2,000. I think it's won over 2,350 in the Warrnambool Cup. You've got to remember that. And has been Group 3 placed at 2,000 metres. Well weighted. I just think this is a great race for this horse. $4.60. Serve me up some of that, please.
Opened up $9.
Oh, my. What is going on?
Are you
really?
Are you being a little disrespectful to Vegas Knight with Craig Williams?
Vegas Knight's a 79 rater. I'm not being disrespectful. Vegas Knight is going well and racing consistently, but he could probably only dream of winning a listed race or a running third in a group race.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's see what trainer Colin Little thinks
about
that.
He's run well in a Stutt Stakes, but that was a fair while ago.
Colin, great to have you on board. What do you make of Big Sharky's comments?
Doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's not the first time you've said that to me either, Colin. When did you realise this horse, Vegas Knight, because for much of his career, he was a get-back, flash-home horse. When did you make the decision that letting him run in front was the way to play?
From day one, this horse is over-raced. From day one. And we spent 2 years trying to settle him. When he did go back, he was severely restrained. Craig rode him one day at the Valley when he did run second in the stakes race. He drew wide. Craig was trapped wide, and he decided to go back to last. But, look, this horse just, it's his own worst enemy. He just goes too hard. As I said, we spent 2 years trying to settle him. And we can't. So with Mark Zara, beautiful hands on him last couple of runs, he's just allowed him to run along. You know, he's tried to hold him together but not fight him. And I thought he raced terribly well. And I thought he was very unlucky the other day because he was softened up on the turn. You know, he led and then one took him on the turn. He beat it off and he was a sitting duck for Kieran's horse that, you know, had the lovely stuck along third on the fence, hardly went round a horse and did no work. So I thought he was pretty brave last time. Appreciate the fact that he's been running in 78 and 84 and he's gone to an open handicap, but he's actually not well weighted on the ratings, but there is no race for him. All the races are open handicaps, so, you know, we just have to take them on. So if we had our way, we would be in an 84, but the races now don't exist for the next 6 weeks. So we'll have to see if my faith in the horse is placed or he's an also-ran, as Michael said.
I'm in your corner, Colin. You've drawn a good gate. So would you prefer him to get some cover rather than actually lead?
How hard are they going to go? That's the dilemma. If he gets back third or fourth on the fence and they don't run along, he'll be disadvantaged because, you know, he doesn't settle even though he's got a couple of backsides in front of him. And the rider has to really fight him if that's the case, if there's no pace on. So It's a bit of a dilemma. But anyway, Craig Williams is riding it, so I have no say. Craig will make the decision, not me.
Oh, well, final word then. See little VM Sharky. are you confident we should have a little something on?
Look, he's a surprisingly favourite, and I hope they're right. I think the horse is going really well. He's had a really good week, and I thought he was very unlucky the other day. You know, I thought he tried terribly, terribly hard, and he was probably worked a bit to get round the first turn the other day, and then he was certainly softened up, you know, at the top of the straight when one took him on. He beat that one off, and he was a sitting duck. So he likes Flemington, 2,000, no problem. He'll try his heart out, as he does every time he goes round. So, yeah, I think he's right in the race.
And if you win, Sharky's going to come down and muck out a few boxes, he said, next week.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Manual labour, fantasy camp.
Good on you, Colin. Best of luck, mate.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. He's up and about.
He is.
And it's hard to argue with...
the horse is going well.
...what he has said, but he did mention that you... also raised that it is a bit out of his class because there's nothing else around for him.
Yeah, and I think the other issue, slight issue in this race may be Tavi Run, because he's a jump and lead horse, and I think Vegas Knight, when he gets his own way in front, he's a little less inclined to get racing, whereas if there's something up with him, he might look at him and say, well, you know, this is a traffic light job, bit of a drag race sort of situation. So if he races relatively kindly for Craig Williams, look, he can stay on and run a nice race. But I just think at the weights, Furion, with 2.5 kegs more only, I think he's a nice bet.
Where do you place Chabau first up?
Probably want to have a look at him. He's been off the scene for a little while. He probably didn't go to that level that they'd hoped last time around. He's a nice horse. Is he the answer to Major Cups questions? I don't think so. But they'll find a race for him. He's a good talent. He'll be able to win to listed Group 3 level, I'd have thought. With limited overseas input this year, he might be able to go a little better.
All right. So it's a bet for
yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a bet.
Best of the day?
You know what? It's getting mighty close.
Ooh, okay. Furion, $4.80. One of Sharky's best of the day in race number 4. Here we go. What do we got here? A bit of a worry, Shark. I'm with you. Three out of four so far. That's from Michael in Brisbane.
Oh, this is a day. The two Michaels combined. This is what I've been waiting for.
All right. That is, that's almost a bigger concern for Michael than...
I think it's a massive concern for Michael.
What's going on here in Victoria at the moment? All right, good luck to you, Michael. 3 of 4 with Sharky so far. Let's see what he likes in race number 5, required, which is the LV Lachelle. It used to be one of the good jumps races at Flemington. Now it's over 1,200 metres, and it's a benchmark 78. In this race, no scratchings as yet. Zorro's Dream on the back up. This horse has just had no luck. It was... a stiff again last week at Caulfield, $4.60. Now, Luana Magic, you gave a very push for at $41, and I thought halfway up the straight it was going to poke its head into the finish. It ran really well.
But the problem was I was on it each way at $41, so therefore it runs fourth. But I think it could win. This isn't
$4.80.
This is not a bad little 78, this one. Can't be done. Market said wet track. Don't worry about it. It's good track form. This horse loves it wet. Wins accordingly last time and at a backable price too. Zorro's Dream, you mentioned. Kalashani Lad was good without luck last time. It's a big price here. Island Joy has opened a field up, albeit over more ground, but still has that ability to put a margin on rivals. Messerschmitt is not a bad horse, and he's early into a new prep with a new stable that can get tried horses flying. I want to back two horses in this race.
You've not mentioned one that I think could be an each way chance if the rain comes.
Oh, who's that?
Sig Positano.
True, yeah. He could be thereabouts as well.
Didn't have much luck last at Sandown, just poking up sneakily on the fence. So if the rain comes at around about $12, it could be an each way chance. But who are the two you're backing?
I'm going to back two here that I think are very close to winning and have been putting a good little body of work together. Luana Magic, number 13, is one of those. No need to jump off back in grade after its good run last time in that sprint final. And the other one is Wilmot Pass. Now, this horse has been very good to the line at Sandown recently, Hillside and Lakeside, both times striking days where it's probably better to be on speed. This horse likes to balance up and finish off through the line. He's drawn 15. Brett Preble is riding like a man possessed at the moment. I just think, you know, soft tracks, no worries. He's a winner at Flemington, track and distance before. I just think Wilmot Pass at around that $7 and Loana Magic around that $4.80. I think they are both more than useful win bet plays in this race.
So you're just doing the two bet strategy both each
way?
Yeah,
two. No, just win. Just win.
Two wins.
Yeah, two wins.
Okay.
Two wins.
So is $4.80 now a bit tight after
no.
the 41 last week of Loana Magic?
No, because it's down in class. Okay. See, I'm happy to look at that. And if you look at it start before it benchmark 78 level at Swan Hill in a good race, Air Defence is through that. Fundraiser was through that. It was nines into sevens there, and I thought that was a touch generous that day. So I think if you look at that run, if this was another 78, he'd be around $4.80 anyway. That's the way I'm looking at it.
All right, what about Zorro's Dream, the favourite?
Like, really nice trier, isn't he? Every time he runs, he is close to the winner. He's run a lot of seconds. It'd be very frustrating for the ownership group. One of the lads is actually in a little WhatsApp punters crew that we've had going from COVID last year. And listen, the frustration is palpable when the horse is unlucky and runs second as it was last time. But you're earning prize money. He's probably at his mark at around the 78-70 range. Not sure if he's a hell of a lot better. He's a winning chance. Yeah.
All right. SMS coming through here. Good morning, guys. I've been told for the last 2 weeks to keep an eye on Sig Positano when it runs. Big and wet track tomorrow. Get on at 12s. That's Warren from Vermont. Good on you, Woz. I'm a Sig Positano man myself, so give him strength at $12.
To be fair, he's had wet tracks and big tracks at his last two, and he's been beaten fair and square.
He got in a really awkward position last start.
Yeah, you
really
can.
Awkward.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying he can't win. Was I?
Oh, I like it when you say they can't win, because that means they normally do.
I'll save that for one that you really like, because okay. I like to help. I like to help people out.
If you've got one out wide, a question for Shark, keep those SMSs coming. I'll get to a few others afterwards. 0416905052. Five races down at headquarters tomorrow on Friday. Form Focus with the Shark. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the Quaddie.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus with the Shark. We're up to race number six, the Sir Eugene Gorman Handicap, first leg of the Quaddie. And this is race of the day. This is a really intriguing race. De Graves, after a brilliant win last start, is a $2.70 favourite. Dice Roll, after everyone took $1.65, had it in the all-ups. We can get $4.20 tomorrow now, Dice Roll.
Okay.
Fundraiser, $8. Adelaide Ace, $12. And Canaan's an interesting runner as well. I think it's come back all right. It's at $12.
I think he has too.
De Graves was brilliant when the money went on last start at Flemington. Are you keen to take it at $2? Or would you prefer maybe to have another crack at Dice Roll if you did your Dosh last start at $4.20?
The handicap plays a big part in the way you attack this race, I think. With 52.5,
yep.
You've got to be with De Graves, don't you? Like, can Dice Roll give away 6.5 kegs or whatever it is to De Graves, who not only won first up, but if you go back through his form, he's a length and a half off Armory, Delphi, horses like this. Like, that's stakes class form. I'm not sure he can put up that sort of margin at the handicap and beat him. I think De Graves is backable. I could, again, play this race with two horses, have a major sort of win bet De Graves and a smaller bet to save on Dice Roll because he's fit, he's in good form.
How do you want to see him ridden?
Just like he was beforehand, before last start. Like last time he just jumped too well.
Where's the speed?
Freddie Kersley found himself there. He
led. Where's the speed in this race tomorrow?
There's probably not buckets of it, to be fair. Quite a few of these like to get back. Everything's just frozen here on my lappy. Adelaide Ace in the past has liked to roll, but we're not seeing that from the horse these days.
Well, Lindsay Smith,
it looks like that
copped a $400 fine for what was perceived to be a change of race tactics last start. He did say yesterday that he may have a chat to the stewards and they may go forward from that gate.
There's not mad speed. I think we're due, can go forward and bowl along. I think he's probably the other one that's likely to be up on speed. I don't think De Graves will be that far away with that light weight. They're not going to say we'll drag him right back off this pace. They do like their horses finishing off, I will say that. Fundraiser's raced on speed in the past, but has been ridden off speed this time around. So there's a couple here that you would say body of their work, most of their form has been on speed. There's a couple that look like they're wanting to be ridden with a sit at the moment. Slightly slower than average tempo.
Let's hear what Nick Ryan had to say about Dice Roll when I spoke to him earlier in the week.
So hopefully Saturday, with a bit of even luck in running, he gets it run to suit. He can bounce back.
And Robert Hickmont on De Graves.
Yeah, he's got ability to horse. There's no doubt about that. And Lloyd's very happy with him, the team here, that he's improved going into this run. And probably, you know, he's got to keep raising the bar. Nicky Ryan's horse is obviously a pretty smart horse. He's got a high opinion of, so it'll be an interesting race, won't it, Saturday? And it could be a little smaller field, could be tactical as they can be in those smaller fields, especially at Flemington. And, look forward to the contest for sure.
It'll be interesting if it is a reasonably slowly run race or without major tempo, where De Graves ends up as well.
Yeah.
Where do you want... Mm-hmm. Would they push forward, as you said, on De Graves and sit a bit closer? He's the horse that's improved out of the race. He's got the light weight on. So instead of sitting back in a slowly run race, could they maybe go forward?
Look, they could. They could. And I think they probably will be handy, given that very light weight, just to make use of it, you know? And the horse has drawn that sort of slightly to outside position. I don't think they'll be getting further back than midfield, put it that way.
He's got two really good horses at the moment, Team Williams, Hosier and De Graves,
yeah.
These internationals that have come out this time of year and absolutely flying. So
yeah.
Is this a horse that could progress or maybe just give it one more run and wait for the autumn because that seems to be the template?
He looked a bit wayward to me last time. He sort of ran about a little bit once he hit the front. Now, maybe that's just a lack of ring craft from a little break, but I want to see him run a bit more truly this time around. I'm really liking what Hosier's doing at the moment. I think he's a horse that could just keep winning.
Yep.
And just go through the grades. Like, he stepped up the other day. I know it was midweek grade, but it was a step
soft
up. Absolutely smacked them, and it's got a great racing pattern, controls tempo, boots, and maintains. Yeah, he's a nice horse.
All right, De Graves roll, Dice Roll here, the top two. Do we need to play others in the quaddie?
Just Kinane, I think.
Yep.
Good first up blowout. Has one second up. Step up in distance. Good for him.
So you're taking the 270 De Graves. Is that a bet as well?
Yeah, yeah. All and right. A little save a Dice Roll.
Okay.
Just, I think you can play both and get a quid.
All right. Only three needed in the first leg of the quaddie. De Graves, the 8. Dice Roll, the 2. And 9. Kinane. Race number 7, second leg of the quaddie, the Trevor Clark handicap. In this race, we can take out the 6, the Cat, and the 11, Heavenly Bridges. Dirty Thoughts is the favourite for J Carr. First up, $3.10. Express Pass, Nick Ryan, $3.40. Space Boy comes down from Sydney for Gary Portelli at $5. And Pinion at $9 as well. Express Pass, really good win down the straight last start. Dirty Thoughts spoke to Simon Zari early in the week, said that she's good. She's ready to win. She's fit enough to win, but maybe might need just one run, but certainly not ruling her out. Space Boy, how do you line up his Sydney sprinting form compared to the top two in the market?
It's around the mark, I guess. Comparable sort of levels. He's a very fast horse. I'm a little bit dirty that Zakat's come out because I wanted to back him. I really did. Really thought this was a race that Zakat could go around and win, but sadly he's not here. Come back to Express Pass, I reckon. Just think, at this grade, he's really reliable, and I know he has to carry weight, but he did that last time, and he still arrived in time, won well. Zorro's Dream has since run well. High Risk has come out of that race and won, so there was form through that race. Space Boy is definitely in the game. Quick horse, down the straight, Mellum, gate that should put him in the right sort of position. Dirty Thoughts is the other one that goes in.
That's pretty good form, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. I would like her at 1,200.
Yep.
To be fair. The other one that I'm just toying with, and I'm not really sure, I think she probably goes in the quaddy now that Zakat comes out, is Pinion, because there's good speed in this race. We know Pinion likes to sit off them and finish off. She's gone well down the straight before without winning. I just think with Williams up, it's an interesting little placement here with Pinion. She could be a quaddy killer.
All right, so quaddy numbers. Any bets?
No bets.
No bets?
Not now that Zakat's out.
All right, quaddy numbers?
2, 4, 8, 10.
2, 4, 8, and 10. Express, Pass, Space Boy, Pinion, Dirty Thoughts in the second leg of the quaddy. Race number 8 is the Flemington Cup. Got an SMS from a listener who's pretty happy to see the Flemington Cup here. Yeah. Well-named race in its history. First run, 1849, I think. Next run last year, 2,800 metres. Punters are saying this is the best bet of the day. It's into even money, South Pacific. Another good ride for Jamie Carr. Kieran Maher gave it a really good push last start. Do they beat South Pacific? Would you take even money?
No. No, why I don't. It's a different scenario. Last time, he had 54.5. He drew gate 2. He had absolutely every favour possible in running. Yeah, he won by 4 lengths, but everything that went right could have gone right. It was kind of like a little karma turnaround from the Warrnambool Cup where quite a lot went wrong. But he's got 59 kilos here, barrier 15. Yeah, that's I wouldn't take $2. You were getting $2.80 at one point last time when everything looked perfect.
We've now been $2.70 into $2.
Now you've got potential issues and you're asking for $2? Yeah, no thanks.
Well, he'll roll forward.
Yeah, that doesn't really change much for me. I'm not convinced about South Pacific just yet.
Okay.
Sweet Thomas is a very reliable horse around this sort of distance range. He won the Stayers Cup in Sydney last start. He won it last year. Then he came down to this race, carried top weight. It was a better field, I think, last year. Exemplar beat him. Sin to Win beat him. You know, those horses have been pretty good at open handicap to listed level. This race has a really long tail. There are more jumpers, future jumpers or current jumpers in this race than horses that will be going to any sort of race worth talking about at black type level. I just think it's a slightly weaker assignment for him. He's worth a try. The other horse is The Good Fight. Kept a close eye on him when he came over and landed in Sydney. Got a long way back. Wasn't bad late. Back in trip and down to Caulfield in a race that was dominated by those on speed. I thought he was good enough. Cut the corner and stayed on well up the inside. Up in distance again. I think he's one that might sneak under the radar a little bit. I could have a little bet on 1 and 4 here against the favourite at the short odds.
So The Good Fight, $14, and the 4, Sweet Thomas at $6.50.
Uh-huh.
Two-bet play.
Yeah.
Taking on South Pacific.
Yeah, look, you probably have to put him in the quaddy. You knock him out. He knocks you out at $2. Just kick yourself. But I don't want to be backing him at that sort of price.
All right, so how many in the quaddy?
1, 3, 4... I'm going to throw in 5 Saunter Boy and 7 Royal Crown. The Saunter Boy and Royal Crown form sort of ties in with Smoke and Piero. Saunter Boy finished a slightly better margin in front of Smoke and Piero that Royal Crown did last time. But Royal Crown, I think, still has some room for improvement this time around.
All right, so 1, 3, 4, 5, and 7. The Good Fight, South Pacific, the 4, Sweet Thomas, 5, which is Saunter Boy, and the 7, which is Royal Charm. Takes us to the last, the Ken Cox Handicap for 3-year-olds over 1,700 metres. No scratchings as yet. Seb Song, another J-Car favourite, $4.20. Always in moment, $4.40. Foxy Frieda's been in ripping form at $4.60. And Signers Express, $9.50. Brilliant ride by Harry Coffey last start.
It was.
Good push from Mick Kent Jr. Get in the queue at $17 this morning as well. How many do we need in this last leg, Sharky?
Probably a little handful. And there are a couple of odds that we'll discuss that I think need to go in, because there's always a roughie at Flemington. We know that. If it's in a quaddie leg, you want to have it. I love Foxy Frieda. I'm a mad fan of hers. I think she's just such a try. She hits the line every time. She wants to chase. She's got that bit of an edge that good fillies and mares do. Andrew Noblet's on fire. He had a double during the week. We keep talking about how well he's training since he's gone to Ballarat. It's just all falling into place. And he's got the cattle that can sort of keep going through the grades at the moment too. Yes, she's up in weight against the boys with 60 kilos, but I think she's earned that based on how she's been winning. I think 460 around that mark. She might be a little soft on race day with the weight. I am inclined to try her. The other little part of that scenario is Alana Kelly.
Yeah, just flying.
Riding so well. And tactically, she just gets them in the right spot. She's just no fuss. So I'm digging that as well. Now, some roughies for you. Fatigues, number 3. First run for Richard Lamming. Ex-Godolphin James Cummings horse. They did a similar thing picking Dogmatic out of Godolphin a couple of seasons ago and got some pretty immediate results at good prices. Fatigues is not the worst horse in this race. $26. I think it's in the quaddie. Literati, number 5. Now, Literati was going really well around a mile. They upped him to 2,000. He was okay leading, and I think it was probably justified to push on a little bit more to 25 last time. I'm just a little dubious on whether he really stays beyond 2,000 metres at this point of his life. Blinkers are on, back in trip. I think he's been forgotten about. And the other one at a price is Adonis Kick, number 12. Form's a bit hit and miss. Does like wet ground. The Geelong run behind Copper Fox first up was good. Got into a really awkward spot and hit the line well late. Just think that it might be a sneaky chance to cause some unrest in the last leg of the quaddy. Well, so it goes in as well.
Like a bit of value. So give us the numbers in the last.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12.
Okay, 1, which is Foxy Frieda.
Yeah.
2, Seb Song.
Yeah.
3, which is Fatigues at $26. 4, which is
Signers Express
at $9.50. The 5 is Literati, $19. And the 12, which is
Adonis Kick.
$34. And you're leaving out the second favourite, Always in Moment.
Yep. I like it. I backed it last start. But I'm just leaving it out here.
And leaving out getting the queue as well. All right,
gate 15 is an awkward barrier for Always in Moment, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 12 in the last leg. Now, Joshy from Horsham is going to join us in a moment. A couple of SMSs before we get there. De Niro for a place. What do you think about that?
Yep.
Damien?
Somehow.
Playing it in the Maltese. Jeff from Mackay up in Queensland. Good to have you listening to us, Jeff. What are your thoughts, Sharky, on Lofty Heights, Julius Sandu's horse, which is around about $12 or $13.
I will say this on De Niro.
Race 8.
It's a similar situation with Vegas Knight. That's an open handicap when you're talking about horses that have got stakes class form. De Niro's a 72 rater. He's ready to do something, De Niro, but is it in this race? I'm not sure. Lofty Heights, that other one you mentioned in the
Flemington Cup.
Look, wax away at one pace. So do a number of these. Just think he might need to be a little better than what we've seen. He's won 3 of 27. Hasn't really looked like it at this grade before, you know, compared to some of those up the top. I'd work around him.
Yeah, Scotch Fillet and Blair Gowrie's text in again. Does Chevalier finally win in Sydney? She's been proving very costly. She's 225. J-Mac goes on board.
Scotchy man. I hope she does. But 225 is frighteningly short, isn't it? It's very short.
It is very short.
It's very short. But you know what? We'll probably butter up and have a crack.
All right. Now, Hutchie was very good last week, but I...
Hutchie was.
...would have to say that this man stole the show with his declaration of his moral at
Darwin, and there are a lot of SMSs here praising Josh. Morning, boys. Shout out to Josh of Horsham. I took his selection in Darwin 4-4 last week. Also got the trifecta. My mum's trifecta numbers were the same because it was her anniversary. Cheers from Ronnie and a few others there. So Josh is fast becoming a cult hero amongst the RSN listeners, and he is back to see whether he can do it again. Morning, Josh.
Morning, Michael. Morning, Shark. How we doing?
Finally, the great Josh from Horsham. In person, other than on text, brother. How are you?
I'm going well. Fine, thank you.
Are you confident? Are you confident, more importantly?
Not as much so as last week, but I think we can find a couple.
Oh, well, that's all right. As long as you got a couple. Have you got three for us again, or are you just honing in on two?
No. The three horse play seems to be working a treat, so we'll stick with that.
All right,
Joshy, where do we go?
Mowi. Let's go to Mowi. Race 2, number 2, Dance de la Lune. Solid debut about 6 months ago. Good jump out at St Arnold. Gate 1 will be on speed. They'll have to catch it. And then race 3, number 10, Royale. Hit the line well first up. It'll settle closer from gate 1. It also can win. They're all gate 1, these selections today.
Just give us that one again. So race 2, number 2. What's the second selection?
Race 3, number 10.
Race 3, number 10.
Right. And then Morpheville Park.
Tomorrow.
Yep. And then over the border, Morpheville Park. Race 4, number 1, Harpooner. Very good first up. It'll go one better tomorrow.
Harpooner. We haven't got markets up for the Mowi Morals.
There's my multi for
we'll
the weekend.
We'll get those up there. So Mowi, race 2, number 2. Race 3, number 10. And then Morpheville, race 4, number 1. Harpooner, $3.40. Now, last week you said beg, borrow, steal. This will just win. What's your form line comment this week for the tips?
No, just take a little bit out of last week's and have a go on this week. No begging, borrowing, or stealing this week.
He's just toned it down a little bit. I like it.
All right. He's in the clubhouse with the lead, and now he's just starting to play a bit carefully. All right, Josh. Let's cheer them home tomorrow, and also if you get those up 3 weeks in a row, you can return as the champ. So fingers crossed, Josh.
Nah, love your work, boys. Talk to you next week.
Good on you, Josh. Josh from Horsham. We'll tweet those out. So his best two, Mowi, race 2, number 2, race 3, number 10, and at Morpheville tomorrow. He's also keen on race 4. I think it was race 4, number 1. So
he's got that gravelly sort of voice, doesn't he, Joshy? He's made for race. I reckon he'd murder a can or two by the sound of him.
Probably in a...
like a two-gulp job, like a beer pelican.
We're running out of time. A couple of quick ones just before we go. Blue Eyes Geelong, race 2, number 14, is a moral today. Don't tell anyone. Race 2, number 14, swear she's perfect, 8.50.
Sorry?
All right, thank you. That one is out there now. All right. Few SMSs wanting multis from you today too, Sean.
No, just take Joshy's multi. He's done the hard work. It's called outsourcing, people. It's called outsourcing.
Give us your best bet, headquarters tomorrow.
You know what? I'm back in Furion tomorrow. I think he's a great, great little play.
Furion.
Sir Davy each way. I think it's 1 by 2. I don't think you'll miss.
All right. Well, surely you can get a little multi at Flemington. So Sir Davy into Furion. And then you were pretty keen also late in the day at a bit of odds, weren't you? Or what was the one that you liked at a bit of odds later in the day?
Oh, who knows? Those two in the staying race.
Yeah.
What is it? The Good Fight and Sweet Thomas? Yeah, I could try those.
We'll let you try once.
Yeah,
all right, sure.
I reckon that'll be my plays.
Next week, I want you to bring a Friday tip for us as well. You did have that one at Geelong, which the listener picked
up. Somebody already pinched.
All right. Good punting over the weekend, Sharky. We'll see you on Monday.
You too, Michael. Behave yourself.
Enjoy the weekend as much as you can in lockdown. To all the RSN listeners out there, let's hope we can back a few winners and we can get back with a smile on our face on Monday. Don't go anywhere, though. Speaking of winners, interesting meeting today at Geelong. We've got more winners coming up next. You're listening to the Friday edition of Racing Pulse.